Off the ball. Rugby.
Yeah, they're very, very helpful players if you have them. But there's no young fellas in there that you're kind of... Mac Hansen is obviously much younger. His football nous is pretty high.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, Carlo Ward tackles a potential return to the women's international setup of Colin Healy. Trent Alexander-Arnold could be joined by a former Liverpool target at Real Madrid next season. And the international break has been especially unkind to Bayern Munich. First up today, it's rarely quiet around the Ireland women's national team these days. On the same day that Carlo Ward announced her squad for the Nations League doubleheader against Greece, a member of her backroom team stepped down. Performance coach Evie Casagrande has stepped down after just 18 months in the job. Casagrande will be replaced by Holly Pickett, who previously worked with Ward at Birmingham City and Aston Villa. Ward could also see another member of her staff depart by the summer. Amber Whiteley has been named as part of Ward's staff upon her appointment, and while she was still assistant manager at Liverpool, but Whiteley has stepped into the role as interim Liverpool manager in the wake of Matt Beard's departure and is now a contender to take the job full-time. Ward has discussed the potential departure of Whiteley.
Yeah, I said to her I was delighted for her, but then I was like, how does this look for us? But look, she wants the job. Do I hope she gets the job? Absolutely. I think she's fully deserving of it. She's an exceptional coach and a really good human being. So there's every chance she'll get it. She's in camp with us next camp. And I'm sure by the June camp, we should know whether she's got the job or not.
And if Whiteley goes, Ward says she could be open to Colin Healy coming back on board.
So if Amber Whiteley goes, would Colin be considered? Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
But was he allowed to be
considered
the last time?
So when I came in, so everything I said to you that day is true. So when I came in, he wasn't employed by the FAI. He wasn't an option. If he's an option now, 100% would we consider him? Yeah, the girls, I've never met him, but you know, the girls speak highly of him. The staff speak highly of him. He seems, from what I've heard, a lovely guy. And if I had the opportunity to work with him, would I? Absolutely. Yeah.
Speaking to Nathan earlier this week, Mark Canham says lessons have been learned from the manner of Healy's departure from the association.
It was a really difficult situation, both at the time and then since, from a personal perspective, but also an association perspective. It's deeply regrettable how that all played out. I personally never want anyone to feel that way, feel that hurt, that strength of feeling with any interactions with me or the association. So That is something that we need to make sure never happens again. Deepest sympathy for Colin and his own devastating situation of his own personal life. And it's really regrettable that this has happened this way. And I've never had that feedback, personal or professional, in my life, of lacking compassion or respect or integrity for a situation. So that is something that is personally regrettable for me, that someone left and felt that way.
Ireland international Marissa Shiva has joined Sunderland. The 27-year-old has ended a five-year stint in the US, having most recently been with Portland. Shiva was named in Ward's Ireland squad yesterday for the Nations League doubleheader against Greece. The shadow of Carlo Ancelotti is once again hovering over Brazilian football after an embarrassing night for the national team. Current boss Dorival admitted pressure is mounting on him after their 4-1 World Cup qualifier loss to Argentina and Buenos Aires. Goals from Julian Alvarez, Enzo Fernandez and Alexis McAllister had Argentina in control by halftime, with Giuliano Simeone's first goal for his country putting the game to bed. The result leaves Brazil fourth in the qualifiers, 10 points behind leaders Argentina. They're also behind Ecuador and Uruguay. One thing that could save Dorival's job, at least until the summer, is the Club World Cup. Two of the preferred candidates to replace him, Ancelotti and Flamengo head coach Felipe Luis, will both be involved in the competition in June and July. Last night's win saw Argentina qualify for the 2026 finals with four games to spare. Iran will also be at those finals, as their 2-2 draw with Uzbekistan means they're guaranteed a top two spot in Asia's Group A. The Uzbeks need just a draw against the UAE in June to secure a first World Cup appearance.
Arrogant perhaps is a fair word, and conceited certainly. I'm conceited in respect of having got a side like Derby from where we were,
certainly,
and worked bloody hard for 4 years and got them to where we are now. Now, I know I've not won a championship or anything like that, but you know, if Malcolm Allison and Don Revie are not proud, conceited, call it what you like about their achievements, I think there's something the matter with them. I think conceit and arrogance is part of a man's makeup. Perhaps I've got too much.
Arsenal boss Renee Slagers insists her players will remain calm and composed in the second leg of their Champions League quarter-final this evening. Arsenal will have to overturn a 2-0 first-leg deficit against Real Madrid. Slagers says they won't be panicking if things don't go their way from the start.
I can visualise in my head how the game should look, but it's football is unpredictable, and that's the magic about it, I think, and that's why people come to the stadium. You don't know what's going to happen. So yes, in an ideal world, I have a picture in my head what happens across those 90, 100 minutes. But we also have to plan for all possible scenarios. And the one thing that I know that we are going to be and the players are going to be is that we're going to be calm and composed. And we have a belief during the whole game that we can do it.
Tonight's second leg is at the Emirates and kickoff is 8 o'clock. Before that, at 5:45, Lyon will resume 2-0 up at home to Bayern Munich. A former bodyguard of Diego Maradona has been arrested for perjury following evidence given to a trial investigating the legend's death. Juan Correa was found to have contradicted testimony regarding the attempts to resuscitate Maradona on the date of his death in November 2020. Maradona had been recovering from brain surgery at the time. Correa also told the court he didn't know Maradona's neurosurgeon Leopoldo Luque, evidence that has since proven to be false. Luque is one of seven defendants on trial for the wrongful death of Maradona. Should Trent Alexander-Arnold complete his move to Real Madrid, he could be joined at the Bernabeu by a former Liverpool target. According to COPE in Spain, Martin Zubimendi is close to agreeing a move from Real Sociedad in the summer. Liverpool had met Sociedad's release clause for the midfielder last summer, but Zubimendi decided against leaving his boyhood club. That €60 million release clause remains in place and would provide no issue for Real. They're also lurking in the background regarding Bournemouth defender Dean Huijsen, who made his Spain debut over the recent international break. The international window has been especially unkind to Bayern Munich. Alphonso Davies suffered a torn ACL just 10 minutes into Canada's Nations League third place playoff with the US. Davies is expected to be out for 6 months as a result. Deo Upamecano has a knee injury and he'll miss the next 6 weeks for Bayern. And former Tottenham defender Jan Vertonghen has confirmed he'll retire at the end of the season with Anderlecht. The 37-year-old played 315 times for Spurs between 2012 and 2020. He was part of the team that got to the Champions League final in 2019. He retired from international football last year after winning a record 157 caps for Belgium.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
We've been shagged by them. We've been ridden rock solid by people in Dublin. We have to put up with this. At this level, that's cost my club lots of money. Lots of money. The players are suspicious. The players are concerned. And I ask you, am I being paranoid? Or is this reality? This is reality. I'm highly suspicious. Very skeptical. I'm completely disillusioned over that. That was a scandalous decision. I'm only a part of the proletariat. These people run the game. There's something definitely going on. We're from Cork. What's happening in Dublin? Nothing. Don't give it. They don't give a shit about me. There's something seriously wrong. There still exists in Irish football a link with the past. Am I going crazy? Is there something seriously wrong with our game? I think there is. And again, and again, and again, and again. Somebody's there to get me. Is there somebody out to get me? Somebody out to give us a message? We've been shagged by Dublin. We've been ridden rock solid by people in Dublin.